Hello, this is Mae Johnstone from DeliciousHealing.com, and I'm going to guide you through the steps of a TAT session. I'm assuming you already know the TAT pose. Please bring something to mind that's bothering you right now. Perhaps something about your health that you would like to be different. Whatever it is, we're simply going to call it this as we move through the TAT steps. We'll start with our intention for the TAT session. Some people like to hold the pose whilst we're saying the intention. Either way, it's up to you. The healing I'm about to do is on behalf of my ancestors, my family, everyone involved, all parts of myself, all points of view I have ever held, and anyone else who would like to benefit from this healing. This healing will happen safely and easily. Let's take the TAT pose for step one. So as a quick reminder, thumb and ring finger to either side of the bridge of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, slightly above your eyebrows, and cradling your other hand across the back of your head with your thumb just above your hairline. And remember, this is a very light touch. So, for step one, putting our attention on this statement. This happened. This happened. And now relax your arms down and take a few moments to reflect on what you noticed during that step. And remember that for each step, whenever you feel it's complete, just lower your arms, which may be before I say so. And you'll know your step is complete in different ways. You might sigh, you might find your thoughts wandering, you might just simply have a feeling that's done. Let's take the pose for step two and put your attention on this statement. This happened. It's over. I'm okay. And I can relax now. This happened. It's over. I'm okay, and I can relax now. And relaxing your arms and remembering any time your arms feel tired, you can always relax them for a few seconds or swap hands. And just reflecting on what you noticed during that step two. Now let's take the pose for step three and put your attention on this statement. All the places in my mind, body, and life where this has been stored are healing now. All the places in my mind, body, and life where this has been stored are healing now. and relaxing your arms if you haven't already done so, and taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed in that step. Now let's take the pose for step four and put our attention on this statement. All the origins of this are healing now. All the origins of this are healing now. And relaxing your arms and taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed during that step. Let's take the tap pose for step five, which has four statements in a row. So, putting your attention gently on this first statement, all the communications and connections related to this are completing now. And staying in the pose, whilst you put your attention on this statement, I forgive everyone who hurt me related to this and wish them love, happiness, and peace. Continuing to stay in the pose and putting your attention on this statement, I apologize to everyone I hurt related to this and wish them love, happiness, and peace. And staying in the pose once more as you put your attention on, I forgive everyone I blamed for this, including God and myself. And relaxing your arms. And if you have a glass of water, you might want to take a sip now. Let's take the tap pose for step six and put your attention on this statement. All the parts of me that have been involved in this are healing now. All the parts of me that have been involved in this are healing now. And relaxing your arms and taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed during that step. And now taking the pose again for step seven and putting your attention on this statement. Whatever's left about this is healing now. Whatever's left about this is healing now. And relaxing your arms and taking a moment to reflect on what happened during that step. And while your arms are relaxing, just going to explain two ways to do the next step eight, the choosing step. You can either think back to what was bothering you that you chose to work on for this session and decide what you would like to choose instead. Or you can go into the pose and listen to me say, I choose, and just wait to see what choice comes into your awareness. So taking the tap pose and putting your attention on I choose, and either completing that statement for yourself or waiting for a choice to come into your awareness. I choose. And relaxing your arms. Before we go into the final step nine, the integration step of TAT. So, taking the TAT pose again, and put your attention on this statement. This healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And now, swapping your hands, bring the hand that was at the back of your head to the front, and the hand that was at the front to the back of your head, reversing the pose. And again, taking your attention to this statement, this healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And now, taking your hands to cup your ears, little finger at the top of the ear where it joins your head, thumb at the bottom of your ear. And allowing your middle fingers to rest behind your ear into your scalp. For both hands, one hand on each ear. This healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And relaxing your arms. And notice now how you feel compared with when we started this TAT session and you identified the issue that was bothering you. Chances are you feel more relaxed and calm, and your issue has shifted at least to some extent. This completes your TAT session. And before we go, I'd just like to remind you, please don't hold the TAT pose for more than 1 to 2 minutes for any single step. And don't do TAT for more than about 15 minutes a day. And please remember to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water on days you do TAT. Thank you for joining me in this TAT session. I'd love to hear how it went for you, and you can tell me on my blog at delicioushealing.com/blog.